you gotta feel bad for the man. Known Elvis this whole since I've been here, and even through all the adversity he went through the off season, you definitely saw a guy that, you know, wanted to be here. You know, came to everything. You know, worked his butt off in the weight room, and you know, when we came to camp, I mean, even the days he was here, you know, he made plays every single play. So knowing how hard he had worked, and then just to see that happen, but at the same time, you know, being in the league, you know, quite a while now, you have to understand that it's just part of, the league. It's what happens. You know, guys get hurt, and other guys got to step up, and you can't replace the man, but you got to step up and get in there and do the best job as you can.
And how would you say that you guys have stepped up to that challenge now?
No, we have. You know, we got to shift some things around, but I think guys understand the situation. It's something that, you know, Josh has always talked about, you know, through the whole OTAs and minicamp. And I think now it's reality. You know, it's happened a lot earlier than we expected. So, you know, it's good that it's good and bad just because of the guy. But, you know, it's good the fact that it's early in camp, and you know, guys can get a rep and see what we can do.
Does that lead to any defensive changes, do you think? Or
more likely, you know, be some shifting around. You got to talk to Josh or Wink about that. But I'm pretty sure some guys that will get some reps, you know, where they haven't before.
What's it like coming over for you, your first week here in training camp with the Broncos?
You know, camp is camp. You know, I've been in a lot of them. You know, you just got to understand the grind of it. You got to understand what you're working on. It's all about fundamentals. It's all about your technique. And it's all about working on the scheme itself. So, you know, we've been doing through the whole offseason. And now it's more important, especially now, putting on pads and getting your fits. And, you know, everybody working on their own game.
And no humidity.
That is a good thing, but you got the altitude you got to get used to. So, you know, I've been getting used to that. But, you know, now, you know, you got enough reps in. You're trying to get your legs back and, you know, trying to work in your hips and all your fundamentals and just get in the game.
Well, people don't realize how long you've been in this league, how productive you've been in this league. You know, what's your career been like? You've stayed healthy all this time, knock on wood. I'm sorry to even bring it up, but how have you been able to do all that?
You know, part of my off-season regimen, you know, and also my workouts going into camp has helped me out. And, you know, and I've learned from a lot of vets. You know, when I got drafted to Jacksonville, it was a veteran team. So, you know, I had guys like Tony Brackens, Donovan Derrick, Jimmy Smith, guys that I watched, and, you know, they kind of took me under their wing and showed me just some of the things you do to keep that longevity and to be in the league and stay on the field. And the thing is, you know, you can't make plays if you're in the training room or on the sideline, so you have to be able to stay on the field.
As you look at the linebacker situation here, where do you see yourself at? Where's your fit?
Wherever they need me, you know. I understand the situation, and, you know, it's kind of awkward the way things have, you know, kind of is working out right now, but we'll see what, you know, Wink wants to do. We'll see what Josh wants to do, and I'm ready to play, you know, and also other guys. So it's been competitive the whole time I've been here. You know, very athletic core, very talented core, just from the whole linebacker group itself. You know, everybody has a skill, but everybody can almost do everything, so, which is good. It means, you know, we can just the packages that we put in, you know, you can't just pick on one guy.
How do you feel you played during your first team reps?
You know, still getting the fits. You know, it's definitely different from first and second, but, you know, at the same time, you know, football is football. At the end of the day, you have to make plays. You know, that's how you get on the field. You have to make plays. It doesn't matter if it's your first year. It doesn't matter if it's your 15th year. You know, that's one thing about the organization this is, and Josh and the GM are trying to establish is, you know, that it's all about playmakers. It's all about playing, being productive and making plays on the field.
Did any of the guys tell you what it'd be like to play for Coach like Wink?
Yeah, and I had an idea when some of the guys that I played with in Miami were here already, and you know, they kind of told me what he was like, and, you know, when I met him and sat down and talked to him, and just the meetings that we've had, you know, very entertaining, you know. But, you know, a guy that challenges every single player in their own right, a guy that loves the game, you can tell, and comes up with just some crazy, crazy things.
Does it help you being that he coached the linebackers last year and then you just...
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's one thing that he's kind of a favorite to the linebackers because he's always on our side and he's always, you know, letting us know what to think, you know, as a linebacker and just how to, you know, from plays and how he installs it. So it's good to have a coach like that.